Here's Andy Bertram with This Week in Auburn Soccer.
Welcome to our final fall edition of This Week in Auburn Soccer, joined by Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe. Odd to be saying that, knowing that there is much more season coming up in the spring, coach, and coming off the SEC tournament, where for three halves plus a couple overtimes of soccer, Auburn played as well as anyone. If you could just take that one half, the first half against Arkansas out, it may have been the Tigers playing on Sunday for an SEC championship.
You know, Andy, not even the first half, the first 25 minutes, you know, first quarter, if you will. But no, it was overall a really good experience for our team. You know, we were certainly proud of them and the grit that they showed and the character they showed to try and come back from that 4-0 deficit against Arkansas. And, you know, it's a young group. I mean, they ended that game and wanted more immediately. You know, they're hungry. They realize they can play with anyone in the country, and I think it's going to be a good springboard into the spring season.
Let's take it game by game. One, the Georgia match, jump out to a lead. They're able to tie it. You get to the overtime, and I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but just use some outstanding speed and possession to end up with the game winner, the golden goal in that one.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we had dominated the game. Certainly Georgia had some chances, but we had dominated the game. And, you know, overtime was good. It was almost like getting a timeout where we could catch our breath for a minute and say, okay, you know, we're getting the chances. Let's make sure, you know, we get quality serve and quality runs in the box and obviously real safe on defense. And, boy, that's exactly what we did.
You get that win and you get the day, then you're getting ready for Arkansas, which in the regular season was the best team in the Southeastern Conference, outstanding from an offensive standpoint. And for the first, as you mentioned, 25 minutes, and you give up four goals, one on a PK, a rebound on a PK, and the rest coming off of set pieces out of the corner.
Yeah, it was funny. I don't know. We obviously came out a little bit flat. And I think it just got in our head a little bit on the corners and, you know, we just almost played them scared. And, you know, Arkansas is a phenomenal set piece team and they, you know, obviously capitalized on three of those, got the PK and next thing you know, it was 4-0. And that was certainly not what we expected because we felt we really played with them well in Fayetteville and we thought on a neutral field, we could do even better. So, you know, we kind of started coming out of that shell towards the end of the first half. And then at halftime we said, look, you know, we aren't losing in soccer. We aren't losing in the run of play. We're losing on the set piece game and we need to, you know, go after them and try and get it back one game at a time or one goal at a time. And, you know, really it's a test of your character. How do you want to end this tournament? And, boy, our girls responded.
What flipped the switch then from an offensive standpoint, coach?
You know, I don't know, to be honest. I think it was, you know, I really don't know. I wish I could put my finger exactly on it. But like I said, at halftime, we just told them, like, you can play with these guys. And you just got to go after it and try and get them back one at a time. And I think scoring so early in the second half helped us. And, you know, you could just see, you know, the chest come up and say, okay, let's go. Let's do it. And, you know, we went after them for 45 minutes. And that's the most goals Arkansas has given up in a long, long time. And another 10 minutes, I think we would have had it. Mm.
All right. Now the fall season is over. There is no NCAA tournament this fall. The NCAA tournament comes in the spring. So how do you handle this off time? I know the kids have finals coming up, the holidays. Do you look forward now to a spring season that you've never had before?
Yeah, we really do. You know, we had all our individual meetings last week with the players and, you know, we kept saying, especially to the freshmen, like you're halfway through your freshman year. You know, Anna Haddock, for example, finally found the back of the net, which we knew was coming. And if she had 10 more games right in a row, I think that would have become a habit for her finding the back of the net, you know, for example. So that's the, you know, the tough thing with a young team is we've got them, you know, in a really good position now. They've got experience. And if we were going right now into the next 10 games, they would really grow into the season. And, you know, obviously we have that. We just have a little break before that. So as coaches, it's a new challenge to manage. You know, the girls are obviously off for the last week of classes and finals and break. They'll have to maintain their fitness and work out on their own over the break. And then the unique thing for us is we're kind of like a spring sport in the spring semester, because we have, you know, five, six weeks of 8-hour weeks to build them into our 20-hour weeks, which we never get as a fall sport. We get summer break, and then we get 2 weeks of preseason and then games. So this is a unique time for us, and something, you know, we have to look at, you know, what do baseball and softball do during that time, or the teams that have, or even basketball, where they have those 8-hour weeks to build into their 20-hour weeks in the fall. So we will certainly create a plan and build them into that. And then, you know, we're expecting to get about 9 games in the spring. That's still a work in progress with the conference office, but, we're looking at about a nine game spring season, and, you know, going to play a lot of Power Fives, some SEC teams, certainly, and certainly has to be all teams that meet our protocol. But I told Nick Flory, our assistant coach who does scheduling, get the toughest schedule you can get. You know, we want to build on this. We want to build on this, but we want to play as good teams as we can play, for sure.
Yeah, that will be different. I mean, you'll not only have SEC matches coming up, but the out-of-conference matches. What do you know as far as a time frame with regard to your spring schedule, Coach?
You know, we still don't know for sure. We're looking at the different options, and, you know, we only get a certain amount of dates throughout the year. And when we scheduled fall, we thought spring was only going to be 6 weeks. Now spring for everybody else is longer. So the conference office is in the process of trying to get a waiver to get a few extra dates, but I anticipate we'll start sometime mid-February. The first allowable game is February 3rd. We obviously won't play that because we played so many games in the fall, but we're expecting to start around mid-February. And then the NCAA selections are April 18th. So we do know that. We do know it's a 48-team tournament.
Right.
Every conference that plays, their champion will go. There's 31 women's soccer conferences. We're not certain if the Ivy announcement included soccer or not, but there may be some that drop out. But every conference that does play, their champion will go, and then the rest will be at large bids. So those are a little tighter to get this year, because they're cut in half about. But again, why we want to play the strongest schedule we can play in the spring and put ourselves in a position to be in contention for one of those bids.
Better have the long sleeves available if you're starting in February, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Be a little different weather for us. Now, usually February is pretty nice to be outside. So hit or miss, but we'll see.
Ask the baseball team what it's like to play in February.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It could be a little chilly, believe me.
It can be, for sure. Now, the good thing is we're driving anywhere we go, so we're not going to go anywhere north in February. That's for sure.
Coach, thank you very much for the visit. Certainly look forward to seeing what this team can do with its spring schedule. Have a happy holiday season, and we'll talk to you again when we know about a schedule. War Eagle.
All right. Thanks so much, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe on This Week in Auburn Soccer.